So why don't you introduce everybody first?
All right. Should we start? Should I pretend like we're on the air or something? All right, well, we're here with Fugazi. And introduce the band. This is...
Brendan Canty.
That's Brendan Canty, for those of you who couldn't hear that.
Guy Bachoto.
Joe Lally, bass.
Ian McKay.
All right, well, how... You guys have just returned from Europe recording?
Actually, we did a like 2.5 month tour out there, and then we did some recording as well. Want me to answer it again?
Sure.
You gonna edit this thing or
we
what?
We can edit this thing.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay, right. Sorry about
it's
that.
A bad word policy.
No, we can edit it out.
We had a bad problem.
Oh, we did a 2.5 month tour of Europe, and then we recorded at the end of it. And then we didn't finish it, so I went back out to mix it, and it's mixed, and I think we're going to do, out of that, a 6-song 12-inch is coming from that as well. We haven't seen them been able to record an album yet. We just keep not being satisfied with what we're doing and just picking a few songs.
Any tentative release date in that?
As soon as possible, but it sort of depends on getting the artwork together and getting everything in motion.
Within a couple of months.
Hopefully within a couple of months, yeah. Before summer, I would hope, like June maybe, or right at the beginning of summer.
Okay, and who writes most of the songs? Do you split the songwriting?
Lyrically or musically?
Let's say musically first, and then lyrically.
Musically, right now, everyone sort of writes songs. Someone kind of been, like a part, but then all of us put in our own
2 cents.
Our own 2 cents worth. And lyrically, the songs that Guy sings, he writes, and the songs that I sing, I write.
And the ones that you sing together?
Both of us write.
I write.
That's a good enough way to answer it.
Because usually...
Usually if we're singing together, it's one guy's main song. There's a main vocal and the other guy's filling in.
And a lot of times if like he's singing, if he writes a song, then I might... If I'm singing something backup, I might, you know, it's my idea or whatever. Or, and if he sings something backup, it's the way his arrangement or even his words sometimes. So either way, it's pretty... No set of rules on it. It just how it comes together, yeah.
Are you feeling more restricted now that you're an instrumentalist rather than just a frontman?
That's a loaded question.
Let's say restricted in terms of just...
Well, I have a...
In
no,
mobility,
I
don't know, say.
Mobility, sure. I mean, but at the same time, it's nice to be able to play guitar. It's interesting. And a lot of ways to have the control over, like, the general, like, you know, general volume of the guitar or whatever. It was nice. But now two of us are playing guitar, and it's a whole different kind of... I mean, Guy also plays guitar in some of our new songs, and we're right now writing a ton of new stuff with two guitars, so... The sound will change. I don't know. I can't tell. It's too hard to... I can't compare it to other bands. It's a different band. I feel much better and freer in this band, period.
I guess I'll ask Joe a question. Would you like to speak about where you've come from?
I come from Rockville, Maryland. It's right outside the Beltway. I played, you know, I too was working on trying to play with people while I was going to see these guys' bands playing. You know, I... followed what they were doing.
That's just the thing. I don't mean to be snide or anything. Just because Brendan and Guy.
Oh yeah, it's understandable. The question is, you know, I'm not offended by the question or anything.
It happens all the time.
yeah. So, then I went on tour with the Beefeater, roading for them in 1986, and came back with that. And that tour actually kind of, I was like, I don't care about really trying to do this music thing anymore. It was pretty. Wasn't that the tour was? I really enjoyed the tour. It was just that it seemed like people didn't really give much thought to what was being played and said to them. So it sort of turned me off. But then I got home and Ian was looking for a bass player. Tomas hooked me up with him, and he was looking for someone to just play with and see what would happen. And his idea about what he wanted to do musically was right in line with what I've always wanted to do, so I said, well, hey, so that's how I got in this.
I guess, speaking next, just as a matter of policy, Fugazi has some just general rules about what type of shows they're going to do, and I guess you're pretty ideological about just making the shows accessible to more people.
We just try to be thoughtful about what we do, period. So, I mean, playing shows, recording, or how we go about our business is something that we think speaks louder than a lot of the songs we might even sing. I mean, it's important, or as important, maybe not loud, you know, certainly as important as our lyrics or whatever. So we tend to care about what we do, right? So it's all. And, yeah, I mean, we do have certain, like, we would like to play to, like, all ages things and try to make things that don't, you know, play shows that do not discriminate against people so everyone can get in. And actually, it's sort of a thing that we're grappling with at this very moment.
Topical issue.
Yeah, because we're playing that Terrace Club thing, and that's sort of a Princeton ID thing only, which is...
We were under the impression we thought the college was more isolated than it was. Apparently there are children in the community, but
there are
there
people.
Are potential audience members who can't attend the show and made the show. We weren't as up on top of this one as maybe we should have been. So.
It's a tough one because we don't mean to exclude anybody, and it's weird because it's just like it's definitely an issue. I mean, we wanted to play. It's like when someone says, "Yeah, do you want to play at Princeton?" Sure, that sounds like, you know.
We haven't been offered anything else in this area that's up our alley, so this is what, you know, here it is.
We also have a door price thing that we try to keep low door
prices. Is that the reason
you've
been playing in the area, just because the door price have been maybe prohibitively high?
No, because we haven't really... I mean, first of all, I don't know, like, the area, I don't know. We haven't... First off, we did a tour last spring, and then we were in Washington for the summer, and we did a few shows, and we were gone all fall. And the reason we haven't been playing the area, is we just haven't been here, or we're just like, you know, we're playing somewhere else or whatever. And we haven't actually tried to avoid anything. We just haven't really investigated, like, playing up here at all. There are clubs up here that I know about, and, you know, I've talked to some people, but it just seems to me that I can't see us playing for a $10 door. And it seems kind of high to me, and whatever the reason is, it's just that nothing had panned out. And it doesn't make any difference, because that's not why we're not playing Princeton, because we were not playing somewhere else. That's what I'm trying to point out. We're playing Princeton because we wanted to play Princeton. That was it, you know. It's just something that someone said, "You want to play Princeton?" Yeah. And it is an issue, though, so we'll have to sort that out among the band after the show.
All right. Well, I guess we'll move on now to just what's happening with Discord Records in general. Is there a specific sort of... sound you're looking for these days about who you decide to be on Discord, or is it a specific sort of, what is the type of band that you want to put on Discord as opposed to other bands that maybe ask you that you don't allow?
Well, generally, the only bands we put out on Discord are bands that are from Washington, D.C., or even a group of friends in, you know, a certain scene in Washington, D.C., or whatever. But it's always been like that for the most part, and we don't have any angle nothing that defined.
So it's not... I guess now with bands like Fire Party and things like that, it's not a specifically, or even Fugazi, I guess, it's not a specifically hardcore label as in its past has been known to be.
Yeah. That's what I'm concerned with. It was never a hardcore label. It was a punk label, but whatever.
Well, let's say a punk label.
Right, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it never was that... I guess in the beginning we were putting out the music of our friends, and we still are. And there's even, you know, it's... This is a Fugazi interview. I don't want to, you know what I mean? So it's sort of a...
It's right. Also, yeah. The label's, you know, 9 years old now, and the music styles change, you know, within the area, and things are just, people are just developed, so... The label's not like kind of a monument, it's more like a working thing.
And the label is also not something that... And the end-all is not supposed to be the label, the end-all is the music, and...
Right, I understand. Yeah, the only reason I'm asking is because things are happening now with the label, so...
Generally, you know, the bands in Washington, there are a lot of really great bands in Washington, the bands that we like, that are friends or whatever, and I think are great, and there always seems to be music to put out, but I also look forward to the day when there won't be any more music to put out, it would happen sometime, but right now, like, there's still, you know, Ignition, and Fire Party, and Soulside, and Shudder to Think, and Ulysses and Fidelity Jones and Manifesto and Edsel, and I mean, so there's like all these bands. There's still something happening. It's still like this community of bands, and there's still like it seems like there's a responsibility to put it out in a way, you know.
All right, I guess I'll direct this one at anybody. Just in general, the show's been all well attended and well received and things like that. Have you been finding any sort of lack of support from any specific area?
We've played well over 100 shows, and in Europe and over here, and the variety of shows that we played is pretty intense and incredible. So it's just there's no real pattern. Some nights no one comes and it's bad. Some nights it's jammed and everyone's having a great time. And sometimes no one's there and it's a great time. And
sometimes too small.
Sometimes everyone's there and it's not a good time.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a pattern, man. It's just like some nights are up, some nights are down.
Right now, obviously, we're compared to last year, we definitely seem to be drawing a lot more people, or at least a lot more interest. And so, yeah. But I mean, in Washington, we do great shows and they're huge, or not the great shows, but I'm saying a lot of people come out. That's our hometown, right? And I think we're like incredibly naive about this stuff. We just think like, yeah, we'll play, and like we don't think about. I can't gauge what people think of us or whatever. I mean, we seem to get good responses or good reactions, so I guess we're doing okay.
Let's have it this one for either the members of Rites of Spring or Ian. Has there been some sort of expectation in the audience that you will play Rites of Spring songs or something like that?
Well, if there is, I mean, they're just disappointed within like 10 minutes because we're not going to do it, so... I don't know. I mean, for some people, you know, we're a band that comes out of nowhere, they don't know any history or whatever. Just come see the band, enjoy it or not enjoy it, whatever. Some people who know a little bit about us, maybe they expect a certain kind of sound, a certain kind of thing, but, you know, with our door prices as low as we hope they'll remain, no one should feel too disappointed by walking out if they don't enjoy what they're getting, you know. We provide what this, you know, these four individuals together put out. It's not the same four individuals that were in Rites of Spring. It's not the same four individuals that were in Minor Threat, so it would seem to me to be incredibly dishonest and to play any of that kind of material.
And yeah, we've had a few instances, but really, I'm really relieved, and I think for the most part people have not given us that hard of a time, and it's not been that bad at all. I mean, in the beginning it was more like because we were a new band and people could only sort of gauge us on like what we had done. And yeah, there was people who were like, yeah, X Minor Threat, X Rites of Spring, whatever. But the fact of the matter is now I think this band is, you know, people are familiar with the band and there's a record out and they kind of have a good idea of where we're coming from.
All right, well, would you like to just describe what's happening in the next few weeks with you guys?
Oh, well, we're playing the next couple nights in Connecticut, and then we're playing Hoboken on Sunday. And then the end of April, we're going to drive across the country again and do another U.S. tour if we can get our van fixed. We seem to be having a gasoline problem. It's not taking the gas.
And we're
squirtage. A squirt-out problem.
Squirt-out problem.
And after that, I think we're gonna do some recording in the summer, and I don't really know. We keep on playing, I suppose, and trying to. I think with this band, we really enjoy practicing a lot. We enjoy writing new songs. It's really a pleasure, and it's fun to continue to create, and it's fun to, and it's nice to play. But it's hard to put things into kind of a context of like what the band's gonna do on a business sense or where the band's gonna go, whatever. It just comes naturally. I mean, earlier you were talking, Joe was talking about, yeah, what Ian's idea of what this band was gonna be sort of fitting with his thing. But once Joe and I started to play together, it wasn't my idea only, because Joe had a lot of input. And then when Brennan and Gee started playing, it's like the band, it just becomes everyone's input, and it's like, it's always like all these different ideas, and it's just been a really natural progression. And to plot anything out to any great degree, I think, would destroy that. And the natural progression is the only thing that really keeps me, at least, really interested in the band, because it still feels right, it feels correct, it feels like we're doing something good and purposeful, and then that's okay. And otherwise, I wouldn't want to get into a thing where I'm trying to think of what my next step is going to be, or what the next move is going to be, or anything like that, because then it would not feel right, not feel purposeful, it would feel like a job.
We'll have them do an ID now. It's
some sound effects.
If
helicopters.
It's WPRB in Princeton. Do an ID any way you want. Introduce yourselves or say whatever. Sing a song.
Brendan, me, and Joe, and Dean, WPRB.
You gotta come closer to the mic if you're gonna say that. And why don't you just stay back where you are?
Yeah. Why don't you? I got it. Okay. You be quiet.
That's how we'll start it out. Brendan will be.
Brendan
will
be really quiet the whole way through. This is Mr. Pachoto. It's all yours, pal.
You need not make a poetry on the spot if you...
My dad went here. I could make clue that in.
Yeah, try it. Your dad and your brother.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
This is our PR man. Help us out.
Are you taping it? Oh, okay. What year would that have been? Well, my dad studied here in 1961. I'll start this over. My name is Guy Picciotto, member of the rock group Fugazi. When my father studied here at Princeton in 1961, he was always listening to WPRB. So whenever I'm in Princeton, I listen too, because I love my father. There you go.
Did you do another one? It was just the whole band.
That was very good.
Yeah, that was very good.
Yeah, woo!
You want to do one of those?
It was a lie, but it
Joe,
was cool.
Guy, and Brendan, we're from the rock group Fugazi, and you're listening to WPRB in Princeton or whatever, Stereo 103 or.
That's kind of normal.
Hey.
Well, do whatever you want, you know?
Okay.
Do another one. No, I'll do that one. You ready? Way back, 1961.
You should introduce yourself.
I'm working up to it.
Hey, sorry.
Way back in 1961, a dear friend of mine's father studied here. Hi, I'm Ian Mackay from Fugazi. Guy Picciotto's father listened to WPRB. I love his father. That's why I listen.
That's not an ID, man. You gotta go back.
Hey, come on, man.
They like it.
Okay. Joe, you have anything to say?
Man, what if my dad's up here listening? He'll be here on some alumni weekend. That's okay.
Talk about the house.
My brother belonged to a food club. See ya.
What year did your brother live?
I don't know.
He reviewed the Rights of Spring record, so it must have been a short time ago.
He gave it a good review.
He did, huh?
He did. Someone wrote nepotism.
All right, I got it. Here, I got
letters
one.
On it. Was it you? Wrote nepotism in big letters on the.
Do you know his brother?
No, I just know he did the review of Rights of Spring record.
That's a little weird. Talking about that.
You don't have to.
No.
I think.
I think that should ID.
Let's talk about these guys who walk by us tonight.
Yeah. Okay. All right. To the three guys who said liberals, cocksuckers, and faggots when we walk by, we'll meet you out in the quad or by NASA Hall.
This is WPRB.
Princeton University or wherever we are.
Oh, well.
Is that good enough?
More?
Molly, more? Let's do when we say WPRB and Princeton in the same breath.
Yeah, I guess we have to do
that. Yeah, if you say WPRB in Princeton or WPRB Princeton Stereo 1.
The other ones aren't legal?
Well, they're not illegal, but they're just not strictly legal. If you say WPRB and Princeton after each other, then it's the legal one.
WPRB Princeton.
WPRB Princeton, a station for liberals, cocksuckers, and faggots. There you go, use that one.
I know, do your three-tone Buddhist whistle.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
That'll be good. Yeah, well, I'll do it.
All right.
Okay, ready? And then Joe, you say WPRB.
No, we know we have to say in the mountains of Tibet.
Yeah.
That shit.
Okay, start.
Okay, we do the three tones.
Let's say Fugazi also.
Who's going to do three tones?
You three. You've been practicing all morning.
Yeah, we'll do the three tones,
right? In the mountains of Tibet. There are no, you gotta start.
What?
Yeah, you gotta let me, dude.
No, we should start it with that.
No,
okay.
You're being stupid.
You're being ridiculous, Brendan.
It's my three tones. I can do the three tones.
Who brought it up today?
In the mountains of Tibet, monks are known to be able to produce a full chord with their own human voices. That's three notes in unison. WPRB, Princeton.
Supposed to be the third one.
Forget it, it's too long.
That's good.
It's gonna be you.
That sounds good.
That was a good one though, man.